I'm Jackie.
I'm Gina.
Welcome to Bold Leap, where we focus on capturing the raw, authentic narratives of people like you
who took a bold leap to pursue their dreams. If you're struggling with how to make it happen and how to get started,
or maybe you just need a seed of inspiration,
then we invite you to take the bold leap.
Like, subscribe, and follow.
Lauren Hancock joins us today to discuss launching her own publishing company, Hancock Publishing LLC, which produces Lapeer Living. Keep listening as we explore her bold leap, finding where passion meets purpose.
Yay!
Which do you listen to more, your heart or your brain?
That's a good question.
You know, I asked it.
Yeah. No, that really is. You know, I listen to my heart or my gut feeling, I guess. Yeah, probably more my gut, I would say, than my brain. What about you?
Do you think your gut is your heart?
Well, I guess when I think of intuition, I don't think of heart. I think of gut feeling.
Your gut feeling, yeah.
You know,
and I think
intuition.
I think that's three different things. I think.
Oh, it is.
Oh, most definitely. I think what's in your heart. What do you want to do? Like, oh, but my heart really wants to. I think your gut is more like intuition, and then I think your brain is like, but financially, this makes the best. So I think.
Okay.
I think I need to redo my question.
Okay.
Which do you listen to more? Your heart, your gut, or your brain?
I would say.
I think
gut.
It's three different things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I guess it is. I never thought about that. Yeah. I always just thought of like, you know, your brain or your intuition.
Right.
Like
But I think sometimes it's your heart, but my heart tells me, like, haven't you ever experienced anything where you're like, I know financially this is the best decision. However, in my heart, I really want to, like, I really want to blah, blah, blah.
I guess I'm mistaken intuition.
I think it's three different.
Because like hurt, I think of emotional with love or
but there's
something
sometimes
related.
That it's an emotional decision. And I think that's your heart.
Okay.
You know, where your gut is like in the pit of your stomach, I really feel we should blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then your brain is like, yeah, but financially, this makes a better decision then. So I think it's three different.
Right.
I think it's a great question. I think it's something that, you know, that we don't often think about.
No.
We just impulse make a decision.
Right.
But yeah, I'd be interested what our listeners, heart, brain, or gut, what do they do?
Yeah.
We'll leave a post.
Yeah. I think it depends, right? It depends on what you're trying to decide and what to do.
I think there are some people that are very much like, you know, like it's a brain.
It's got to make logical sense.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then I think there's some people who always lead with their heart. So it's a heartfelt decision. And then there's, you know, those people who just go, I think it's all three different ways, but I do. Mm-hmm. And now that the way you answer it made me think, oh wait, no, there's three different ways you can ask the question.
Yeah. I didn't know you had a heart.
I listened to you. I figured that was coming. Where you're involved, I don't.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Ooh. Welcome to Bold Leap.
Welcome to, that was a bold leap.
Yeah,
no, wasn't it? Bold leap, rude comment.
Was it really though?
Yeah, it was. Mm. I do have a hurt.
I was going to say, did it hurt your tiny little heart?
My gut says no.
Ding, ding, ding. Are we still friends? That's all I need to know.
Of course. Yeah. We've been doing this for how long?
Yeah, way too long.
How long have you been poking the bear?
Huh? Yeah, you're the bear.
Yeah.
How long has your brain been trying to get me to do more?
Oh, jeez.
There we go. All right, let's go.
That's enough.
All right.
Anyway, Lauren Hancock has worked in everything from banking to home care to agriculture before motherhood steered her towards a new dream. The mother of two beautiful daughters and a desire to connect and uplift others, Lauren searched for the perfect home-based gig. Not sure what that career path would look like, she relied on clarity and intuition. She stumbled upon Best Version Media, a popular growing media company with great reviews. She took a bold leap of faith and joined their company to launch her own publishing company called Hancock Publishing LLC, which produces a targeted print publication called Lapeer Living. Lauren is here today, and she shares her story of how following your heart and values can lead to the career of your dreams. Welcome to Bold Leap Podcast.
Thank you for having
Welcome.
Me.
Yay!
First of all, let's talk about the magazine, because it's a beautiful magazine. So tell us about the magazine, what you look for. Give us all the insight about the magazine. Then we're going to go to the backstory of how you got into it.
Okay. So I guess the first thing is it's 100% paid for by local businesses. So nothing came out of my pocket. I did not have to put anything into it in order to get started. I had to get enough businesses on board to start the sponsorship and cover the cost. And in return, it's a great opportunity for them to be in front of the most desirable demographic.
Because it's direct mail, isn't it?
Yes. Yep. It gets mailed free of charge right to homeowners' mailboxes.
So when you say it's the most desirable demographic, you mean the homeowners?
Yes.
Of
so it's based
Lapeer
off
County or
Lapeer, Metamora, Hadley area, and I'm constantly adding more homes all the time. And it's based off of home ownership and home value. So essentially, it's people that can afford and will be spending their money in the community on the goods and services that the local businesses provide.
So it is targeting then a specific demographic of income.
Yes.
Based on income.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's a big company though, right?
It's part of
a big company because this, is it worldwide or?
It is all the US and Canada.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
So okay.
I'm an independent contractor. Best Version Media is my parent company.
Mm-hmm.
And they are based out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
And there's like a whole mission to the magazine, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, it's bringing people together.
Okay. Bringing people together.
So, yeah, we feature a local family every single month. And, you know, whether it's a entire family with children and everything or a local couple, even down to an individual.
Like good news stuff. It's uplifting stuff, right?
Yes.
It's like you guys don't put
positive
news.
No controversial things in there, politics, you know,
nice
things like
change.
That. So yeah. So totally positive, totally uplifting, something that people want to read and not feel down when they get done reading it.
So how did that company get started? Like, who came up with that concept? And because it's huge.
Yeah. So Dave is our CEO. They started with 6 magazines. And today we're over 1,200 total publications.
Wow.
Yeah. So the 6 magazines, you know, they played with it for the first, 7 years, something like that, to kind of tailor and get things just perfect in order to execute into growth. They just expanded from there.
And so those 6 magazines, were they similar format or similar philosophy behind what you have?
Yes. So those 6 magazines and all the 1,200 total publications all across the US and Canada, all the similar structure, just different publishers.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So there's hundreds, thousands of independent contractors all across the US and Canada that have been able to kind of start their own business. And Best Version Media carries all of the overhead, does all the printing.
That's so cool.
Has the market research
Do
offices.
They give you the structure? Like they give you the structure as, okay, you should, you know, it should always include this or it should always start with that or
yes.
whatever. They give you like a template.
An outline, yep. And then they provide the graphic design artists and everybody's trained in order to bring the same type.
Now, how much creative, like if you say, no, I don't really want to. Like,
creative
how much
freedom do you have?
Thank you. Yeah, creative freedom.
Really endless.
It is,
because as long as it's within the guidelines of being positive and uplifting, then we can really do anything. You know, I like to have a charity spotlight or nonprofit spotlight every single month. That's not something that is spelled out that you
can
do.
Okay.
You know, so.
Sure.
So you get to add your
own flair to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to me because the magazine's beautiful. The fact that you had no experience and you just, so tell us that story of like how did you end up getting into this?
So, like you said, I started in banking. Then I went to agriculture. I grew up in a farm and everything like that, but going through school, we didn't really have, I went to a private academy in North Branch. We didn't really have career counselors, things like that back then.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I went to college, I had no idea what I wanted to do. My aunt was a pharmacist and my mom's like, boy, you know, she makes good money. Think about doing that. So I'm like, sure. Okay. You know, went in there and had a lot of chemistry classes, biology classes, all that stuff the whole first year.
For a creative.
I hated it. Because school came so easily to me that I never developed much study skills.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't do very well in those classes. And so I ended up changing into business and concentration on management.
What were you thinking you were going to do with your degree?
I didn't know. I knew is that there was a business aspect no matter what you did.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So my internship out of college, I interned with Marlette Regional Hospital in the marketing department. and I revamped their entire brochure.
Oh,
for
really?
All their different departments, and helped make a fluid look to them so that no matter who picked up a pamphlet, you could tell it was Marlette Regional Hospital, no matter if it was the hospice or if it was physical therapy or whatever, you know.
So that was sort of like your first taste of doing that kind of stuff with media.
Yes.
Publications.
And then I had been working through college and stuff like that as a teller for Independent Bank. I continued that after I graduated. And then from there, I learned a whole bunch of different ways to cross sell, to talk to the customers and find out what their needs are in order to give them a solution. So that's where sales actually started, was as a teller, as, you know, do you want to open a Christmas club? You're talking about buying presents for your grandchildren.
See, I never would have thought that position to be referred to as a sales position, but you're right.
Yep. And so then financially, it just wasn't cutting it anymore. And so I made a move to agriculture and was in that field for 15 years.
What were you doing in that field?
I started out as a bookkeeper, and then I always do over and above what my job entails. So I was a bookkeeper. I unloaded grain, corn, soybeans, wheat, you know, tested
so just
it,
whatever
everything
they
that,
needed.
Loaded trucks, yep. And then I got a job that was just kind of with an independent farmer that did that kind of stuff. And then I got a job with Helena Chemical Company in Imlay City and was pretty much just a secretary.
Okay.
Did the billing, things like that. But through osmosis and being around and being exposed to a couple great salesmen, I started learning products, memorizing rates of products that needed to be applied, pricing, things like that, and learned how to sell. So not only then did I do my secretary work, then I did inside sales and even over the phone sales of selling to farmers or golf course managers, homeowners.
What made you want to get into selling? Because a lot of people, when you say, you know, we're going to put you in sales or you need to sell, the minute you say that word, you know, people don't want to do it.
I really like people.
And so you didn't look at it as sales?
No, it's building relationships. And if they need something that I can provide, I can help guide them into the right product or the right solution that is good for them.
So you're more of a problem solver.
Yes.
Instead of a salesperson.
Yes.
Okay. So you did that.
Yep. And then 2018, I got married. And my husband is almost 11 years younger than me. No children of his own. I had a daughter in 2007. She's 16 this year. We talked about having a baby and doing that. And I said, well, if I can, you know, I'm kind of old. If I can...
Old, she says.
If I can, let's do it. I ended up being pregnant and carried in 2020. COVID time was starting. I worked at a John Deere dealership that was my fourth year, I believe. Was still climbing tractors, combines, everything like that up until the day I left. And then I was induced. I worked that Friday and was induced Monday.
Oh, wow.
So, and I was almost 42 weeks pregnant.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So.
And how did that lead to finding the magazine?
You know, up until I left, they were like, have you looked into childcare? You know, here's a couple daycares, you know, that we recommend, blah, blah, blah. I never looked into it. I never had a plan for childcare. And I think deep down, talking about your heart, gut, brain, deep down, I knew that I didn't want anybody else to raise a child. I went through that already. Somebody else already raised my child. I don't want to miss out on it this time. And so when the time came to come back to work, starting to get text messages and all that stuff, you know, I'm like, ah. So I went in and talked to the owner. I said, can you give me an at-home job? We were midst of COVID. I knew there was a lot of things that I could do at home, accounts payables, things like that. They've got like 11 locations. I could catch up on billing, things like that. No. You're really good at what you do. We really need you in-house. We need you in the office.
Even during COVID?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Because,
okay.
Well, agriculture was exempt.
Right.
So I worked we worked all the way through it. We never were shut down.
Essential worker.
Yep.
It's like the pizza business.
they said they couldn't give me an at-home job, so I quit right there on the spot.
And you didn't have another job lined up?
No, and it that was terrifying to me because as a almost, you know, for years I was a single mom. And so I never quit a job until I had another one lined up.
Yeah.
Quitting like that was terrifying.
Did you go in thinking that that would be an outcome?
I think so. Knowing that I was married this time, he has income. I just quit and I came home and I'm like, oh boy, you know, like I just quit. and then once I got into Best Version Media and starting my publication, that dealership was the second people to buy an ad from me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yep.
Wow. So let's go back to making the decision though of starting your own publication. Cause you did, other than doing like pamphlets for a company, you've never worked in journalism or media or anything like that.
Yeah. So every night I was up alone, breastfeeding the baby all through the night, the only one up. And I would just scroll through Indeed looking for remote jobs. And you had to kind of weed through. Some of them seemed kind of sketchy, scammy, you know, and you had to kind of look into the businesses that were posting them and like, maybe not. You know, like I even applied for to be like a matchmaker.
Oh, wow.
So, but one of these days I just scrolled across Best Version Media's ad and it said publisher. And I was like, I don't know what that is, but I'm going to apply, you know.
Really?
Next thing you know, I'm on the phone with the market manager in our region. She really liked me. And then I was on the phone with the division manager. He really liked me. Next thing you know, I was right into training, 2 weeks of training or a week and a half, something
like
that.
Did you have any hesitations at all? Like, I've never done this before.
No, because the only reason why I didn't hesitate is because it's still a people business. It's still a relationship business.
And that's your strength. And that's what you really like. So you knew you could make it work.
Because I can sell, you know, and my primary position is to sell ads.
Mm-hmm.
So that is my primary position. And that's how I make my income.
Mm-hmm.
How many are currently on your staff?
Me. And then my husband is an independent contractor for me as a content coordinator. He's not really my content coordinator. I'm the content coordinator. But we just wanted to do that to keep that money into our household.
Mm-hmm.
And so I write the feature family stories on the families and under his name.
How do you find the families or the people that you're going to highlight?
I get people that tell me that they want to be on it. Or how it originally started is I would have consultations with local business owners. And they say, you know what? I can't do anything right now, but how do you be on the cover?
Oh, really?
You know, and I'm like, hey, it's free, you know? And so I just started a list and I'm booking into almost 2026 right now of people that want to be on the cover.
That's great.
Yeah. So the participation level with that is amazing.
Bold Leap is produced by Podcast Nation. To learn more, visit us at podcastnation.com.
And so what's been the most rewarding part of this whole thing?
My daughter has never been to the 3-year-old. Has never been to a babysitter or a daycare.
Wow.
At all.
And how long have you been doing the magazine?
I went to training at the end of March, April 2021, and my first edition came out in September of 2021.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
As you were getting started, what was a piece of advice that someone gave to you, good, bad, or ugly, that you've never forgotten?
Keep going. You're going to get no's. I had to learn to not let that hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
Because I am a sensitive person. And so any type of discontent, things like that makes me uncomfortable. And so I had to learn to accept a no. And I'm getting better at, you know, like with you,
mm-hmm.
I was like, what's holding you back?
Yeah.
You know, I was able to ask a question.
Yeah.
And it really wasn't that big of a deal once I was able to answer your question.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
And so, keep going. And the hardest part about getting it off the ground was, you know, I was from North Branch, Clifford area. We went shopping in Lapeer. I knew Lapeer, but I didn't know Lapeer.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know who made Lapeer. I didn't know the business owners of Lapeer. I didn't know who to call and ask for to speak to or, you know, things like that. And so I went to a lot of networking groups, started getting involved that way and meeting people. And now there's not many people that don't know my name or know what I'm right. not know what I'm doing.
Well, because you're the only magazine too.
Yeah.
I mean.
So what's next?
Growth. I'm trying to double my production, my ad production, because that will not only stabilize my financial situation, but strengthen the magazine mm-hmm. overall. Grow the page count, provide more meaningful content, things like that. And so.
Well, what a great story, though. The whole thing was intriguing to me. The fact that you just never did it and then got involved in it and then started your own, you mm-hmm. know, because a lot of people, when they don't know how to do something or they've never done it before, that's enough to say, nope, not for me.
One thing I've learned over the years is I don't always know everything, but I'm never afraid to ask. Or look into and learn how to do it, you know, so do the research.
But where does that type of confidence come from where you knew you could do it once you started asking questions? Like what made you realize that you could do it?
I guess I've always been good at everything that I've tried.
Oh, wow.
Whether, you know, mm-hmm. I was an athlete.
So you have that competitive spirit in you.
Yeah, I was a varsity player for 4 years in 3 sports.
See, I think there is a difference with athletes. They do tend to seem to be more not afraid to try things.
We wouldn't know because we're not.
No, we would not know at all. Well, I'm saying everything I read.
That's our speculation, right?
That taught me leadership. I was captain, yeah. you know, taught me leadership skills, taught me how to communicate with people, handle conflict, teamwork. things like that.
It does seem like people that I know that were athletes or are athletes, they are different that way. They're
different
not
mindset.
Afraid. Yeah, there's a whole different mindset.
Right, yeah.
Lauren, we're going to wrap up with our benchmark question on how do you slice the pies? So in other words, we want to hear your 3 to 4 time management secrets. How do you spend your day? How do you make sure that everything gets done? How do you make sure that the magazine is going to be successful? Well, like what's important to you that you work on every day?
Well, I was thinking about this question and I think I'm still figuring time management out, honestly. There was a time where, you know, like if you go to my Facebook page, it says I'm always open. I'm available at all times of the day. You know, if somebody texts me at 11 o'clock at night, I answer.
Wow.
Or I'm constantly on Facebook or whatever, recommending my clients to people that are looking for a roofer or, mm-hmm. you know, an insurance agent or whatever. And going over and above what they pay me for. But just getting their names out there even more, you know. I've gotten tired and I shut down and then I have to recover. And so I'm finding out that, you know, I started with 2 days a week where I'm really going to focus and get the stuff done that I need to do. And then now I'm kind of slowly adding in more all along the week, getting things done
so you're
as I can.
Pacing yourself.
Pacing myself and not, mm-hmm. and not dogging myself because I'm not at 120% all
open
the time.
Open 24/7.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So giving myself a little grace to, you know what, I can do this when I want to do it.
Yeah.
Or when I have to do it. I don't have to do it right now.
Yeah. That's great. I think one of the things that I've heard you repeat a couple times was I've always gone over and above what somebody, so you deliver more value than what people are paying for, which I think that's huge. That's mm-hmm. huge. You push yourself to do it even if it's difficult. Any advice you have for anybody who says, you know, I'm looking for something different. I want to stay home with my kids. But the only thing I've ever done was, you know, whatever, work in a pizzeria. What can I do?
Yeah, right.
What advice?
I would say start looking on Indeed or whatever for remote jobs and see what can correlate to your home life. You know, you can't be a on-call person to answer all the phones if you've got a screaming baby all the time, unless it's a company that doesn't matter.
Right.
You know? And so find something that is parallel with what you want in your home. And like for Best Version Media, this was something that I could do on my own time. I can schedule appointments on my own time. When my husband's off, I can go out and schedule in-person appointments mm-hmm. or go drop off magazines or whatever, or, you know, the rest of the time I can do Zoom. It's, you know, it's really flexible. So finding something that's flexible and that you don't have to punch a time clock or anything like that, like just do it on your own time, because I'm always quicker than what other people are too. So if you give me a job, I'll get it done in an hour, and where other people may take 4 hours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
and I think the other thing too, that you just said sort of, is you really seem to know what it was you wanted. In other words, maybe you didn't know it was going to be a magazine, but what you did have clear was you wanted to stay at home. It had to align with you staying at home, because your why was to not put your kids in daycare.
Right.
So
yeah.
So and I think you have to really have that clarity. You have to really know what it is. What's most important? Is it that, or is it money?
Right.
Is it that, or is it moving up in corporate, whatever?
Right. And I'll have the little one come jump on Zooms with me and say hi to people. And whether some may see that as unprofessional, you know what, then maybe I don't want to do business with you.
Right.
You
right.
know, because yep. if you don't understand why I'm doing this and that I can still do a good job for you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Or if she starts crying in the background on a phone call, I just apologize and move on. You know, most people are totally fine with that. I've never had anybody be like, ugh.
That's great.
So
that's great.
We'll make sure that we'll include all your contact information mm-hmm. on social media, on our social media, and on the post that advertises this show. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Sometimes the only mode of transportation available is a bold leap. Comment and share this episode. Thanks for sharing, and be bold.
Be bold.